Radhe, Radhe. What is maybe what's wrong here? What he's asking a question. What is Radharani? What does Krishna think? What does Krishna think, or what does Krishna feel or think after Radharani defeats him occasionally in Jalkeli, water splashing, and all the time in this posh Kela dice game, dice board game? How does Krishna feel? What does he think about Radharani, and what does he feel about Radharani? like what they say is that it takes one to know one. Once someone asked Prabhupada, they said, Prabhupada, what is it like to be a pure devotee? They asked some disciples, they said, Prabhupada, what is it like to be Shuddh Bhakt, a pure devotee? And then Prabhupada said, you become one and then you'll know. You become a pure devotee, then you'll know. So you're asking me a question, what does Krishna think after Radharani defeats him? And this is one tiny jiva. It's purely imaginative or speculative. How can I project my tiny identity and experience into the heart and mind of Bhagavan Sri Krishna? It's very important to know, but really directly to know by reading or to know by some spurti that may come. But that maybe we find that what he thinks in Shastra, because generally our meditations and our practices are guided by the teachings of the previous acharyas. I mean, otherwise, where is the line of where do we draw the line of anukar? What is it called? Anukar, anusar? Not anukar. Anukaran? Anushanan, anukaran. So what we have to, we're supposed to anugata means we follow the teachings and the way of thinking or the way of perception that's revealed by our Purvacharyas in their books, but which I don't know deep enough, and Atika's deep enough to be able to draw the answer from there to such a question, because otherwise I don't have contact due to the lack of imaginative abilities I have. I'm drawing from my own bank of emotional and physical experiences in this body we all have. But whether or not how that's an accurate representation of how Krishna thinks or feels when Radharani defeats him, I can't be so presumptuous to assume that my cogitations or my cognitions and verbal communication of the same is actually correct or even siddhantically correct. I mean, we may measure it by the rule of, rasavasa siddhanta virud. Sahite na paran prabhu mane krod. In Antilila chapter 3, I think so, Lord Chaitanya, his mind would become very angry if something was written down, or somebody spoke some poetry or wrote some philosophy, or someone presented something to his ears through Sri Damodar, who would screen everything. But he would be very angry if something was presented that was rasabhas. It was an incompatible mixture of rasas, or totally rasabhas, or it was not siddhantically correct. So now in this realm of the meditative world, which is imagination and meditation, and this is all part of what we have to employ in this meditating on Sakali Lila and Seva and the feelings and the moods and emotions. You're bringing out a good point, but I wanted to say this, and I'm not sure that it's such a casual thing. Well, what do you, like we have six devotees sitting in a room. I mean, maybe, I'm not sure, and I guess I have not really done that type of thinking. But I can imagine if six people, you ask this question of six devotees that are practicing Raghunuga Bhakti, and they have Siddha Pranali, and they have their Siddha Sarup that's been given by Gurudev, or maybe they, whatever, they have some spurti, some other person, but they're in this Sangha of all like-minded, and you say this question, a very nice question I like very much, and very provoking and thinking, I'm thinking just about the question, and even having that, the question also shows that this is also a line of activity in the practice of bhajan, to think, because we're supposed to identify with the hearts and minds and moods of the Nayak and the Nayaka and their Sevites, you know, the Krishna and Radha. Then how to do that, and how to identify and how to feel, because that ability to feel and identify, that's the whole idea why this, when we come to prema, after so many lifetimes of sadhana, bhakti, and raghunuga sadhana, finally attained prema, then to go into that realm of lila, where Radha and Krishna are having, where the realm where their thoughts are, and the realm where their feelings are, it starts there. There's 9 steps to get there. There's 9 steps to get to reach the heart of Radharani, and there's 9 steps to reach the heart of Krishna. And the first one is Shraddha, and the last one is Prem, and you know the intervals. Ado Shraddha Tata Sada Sangha Bhajan Kriya Nartanipri. So that's the 9 steps. But it's 16 stages. There's 16 steps. There's 16 sola krama. There's 16 steps. There's 16 stages that we have to, let's say, steps and levels that we have to rise to. First, we have to rise through 9. After we come to number 9, which is prema, then now we have the software, to use a modern term, software, the proper chitta, the whole chitta is totally saf and clean, chitta dharvana marjana, and the atma, everything is totally saf. Now we give up the body, we take our siddha sarup in the Bhama Lila. That's Vishwanath Chakravarti's viewpoint. And some acharyas before him said, you go straight to Goloka. Either way, whatever. So we follow our guru's teachings. Most gurus are saying there's a 2-step process. Bhoma Vrindavan and then Goloka. But there are many Vaishnavas and even Gaudiyas that have a different view. Okay, no problem. Anyway, we're there. So now there, now they when you get there, Lalita Sakhi, Vishaka, and Rupa Manjri, Rati Manjri, they say, oh, Acha, Navadasi. So you have your diploma. Let me see. You have 9 stages. You have 9G. You have 9G reception. 3G, 4G, 5G. You have 9G up here. It's 10G and up to 16G reception. You have 9. Okay, we can train you. So 9G means prema. So now we'll teach you about sneha, then man, then pranaya. So this whole exchange is of winning, losing, thinking, feeling of Radha and Krishna. It's going on the platform of Mahabhav. And that kind of bhav, because bhav gives drishti, and bhav gives perception, and bhav gives spurti. Bhav gives spurti, and when there's spurti, there's drishti. You have the vision, and you have the sight, and then you have the feelings. So I can give an answer, but I just am hesitant to feel. I don't know. I have the adhikar to speak on such things.
Actually, Shastra gives many hints what think Krishna.
Okay.
When Sarana defeat him. No, you can give answer. I know you can.
But I can't recall. I should say this verse and that verse, and then I would be able to say.
Okay. I don't want to speak about this topic.
But this is...
Actually, we should know for Smavana, what think Vasarani, what think Krishna. It is great. It is our life, actually. Our life is Pritivi Shainandi, Tada Shainanda. Our happiness, it is happiness of our object of love.
Yes.
Devotee is always meditate what fear Vasarani in time of Ashakal Liva.
What feel
Shri Radha. Manjara is always feeling what Radharani is feeling. They're always thinking about that, what she feel.
Yes.
What she feel. And Radharani, when he, she also has this she has this not idea. She has this quality. What is my English is not good. She
Priti Vishayananda, Tadashvayananda, also it is for Radha, not only for us. Radharani also get Ananda.
And putting her heart in Krishna's heart.
Yes, she always thinking what Krishna feel. She actually feel what Krishna feel. Priti Vishayananda, Tadashvayananda, Mayananda, it is Ananda of my object of love. It is also for Radharani. Her Ananda, it is Ananda of Krishna. Therefore, Radharani know what Krishna feel when she defeat him, right?
Yeah.
Yes, and Krishna must feel something. Krishna must feel something wonderful emotion. He should be feeling something wonderful. Otherwise, why would Radharani defeat him? His bhakti for Radharani should be increasing after defeating, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, she will not defeat him.
Everything she does is...
Actually, Shastra's granthas gives hints what Krishna feel. Maybe now no time to...
Yeah, sure.
To repeat this text, but very nice your answer. I get your answer on question why would have any try defeat Krishna, and you say that have any try defeat Krishna because Krishna won't
fight.
Yes, and also you say Radharani to defeat Krishna because it is her nature.
Yeah, her quality.
Yes.
The quality of her love conquers Krishna.
Vamya bhava. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the conflicting. It makes her want to fight with Krishna. Like the Dakshin Nayak, the submissive ones, they don't want to fight.
So.
It's like Krishna's with Chandravali, and then Chandravali, and he says, oh, yeah, I just remembered. And there's some. We got some news that Kamsa is sending some soldiers to steal Nandababa's cows. So I have to go now back to Nandagram and I have to go back to Manasi Ganga to protect my cows because some thieves are coming. And so I'll be right back. And so Chandrali said, okay, fine. I'll just wait for you. But if Krishna, if he ever said that to Radharani, she says, hey, wait, you're lying, you know. She wouldn't submit to let him go anywhere because he knows that he won't find any happiness anywhere else except with her. No matter what he says, he says, no, you're just trying to test me. If I just say, yeah, go ahead, you can't go. You have to stay here. Forget that. Let your cows get stolen. I'll give you my father's cows. But, you know, because she's thinking, like you said, Radharani's only thinking that. Because in Shastras, we find all these things which tell us that Radharani's thinking. Radharani knows that Krishna, that's why Radharani's
unhappy. She's unhappy if Krishna doesn't show. She's unhappy and enters Kala. She enters this, what do you call it? That's after Kala Hamchita, but she enters this, I forget, enters this mood of man, anger, when Krishna doesn't show up in the kunja all night long. So Radharani becomes angry. Because why is she angry? She's not angry because Krishna missed his appointment. Krishna is very late. He comes at sunrise. But she's angry because, why did he go to some other sakhi? You know, no one can... Everyone knows that no one can satisfy him like me. And he's wasting all this whole beautiful moon... This is a beautiful moonlit night. It's such a beautiful moonlit night. It's one of the most beautiful nights. And the whole night is all practically gone. And Krishna's wasted his whole night with Padma or Shaiva or Chandravali. And I know he's not enjoying. I know he's not happiness. Somehow he got trapped there. Somehow, I don't know what happened. And so then she's crying. And then he comes and then she's in mind. Because now she wants to, you know, even heighten his love more. And now she's feeling so submissive. And then when he comes, all of a sudden, then she's, why are you here, you know? So there is this thinking of, you know, there are points. And so... That is the substance.
For off it is natural. For off it is natural. Feel heart of object of love.
Excuse me, I couldn't quite hear it.
For true love,
to love.
Yeah, it is natural. Feel heart. Heart of...
the beloved.
Yes.
So in the practice of Raghunuga Bhakti, we're cultivating love for Radha and Krishna.
Yes.
And so we have to try in whatever way. Well, that's why we have often our internal murtis, and we develop that mood and expression in our meditation with them in our internal murtis, manasik murti, or we maybe have external murti also, and then we develop the mood of thinking, how do they feel? Just like someone has a Thakurji of Giriraj, Radha and Krishna, Gaurini Thai. So they're all the time the real bhakti is thinking, oh, is my, how do they feel? Are they happy? Are they peaceful? Are they hot? Are they cold? Are they thirsty? Yes. So that's why the Archan Marg, even though it's even, of course, part of Vaidhi Sadhana,
yeah,
it really helps bring out the idea there's someone besides me. There's someone besides me in this house. And I'm supposed to think of my wife or my friends, but especially if I live alone. But wait a minute, Thakurji's here. Because if Thakurji's not here, you think, oh, you know, I just sleep, I just this. You say, oh, Thakurji, oh, I have to get up. Thakurji wants to hear me sing about Radha and Krishna tomorrow. I have to do Mangalarti. Maybe I don't even want to, but I have to think, well, forget about me, because the whole idea of bhakti is forget about me, yeah, but only remember Radha and Krishna, and then how they feel and how they think. So, oh, it's so late. Oh, I stayed up on the internet so late. Oh, but Mangalarti. Oh, no, I just get up late. I'll do my puja later. No, you can't do, because Krishna, he wants to hear some mangal. He wants to hear something mangal. He wants to hear something auspicious. 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, it's not mangal time. It's the Prabhat time. It's Purvan Leela. He's already gone with the cows. He's not even in your temple anymore. you go in your temple at 8, you get up at 8 o'clock and take a bath and start doing your puja at 8:30 or so. Krishna's already gone with the cows. He's not even there. And you're, oh, please accept my bhog, and he's out there with the cows. So we have to be in tune with Krishna. And so this is now our devotee friend is saying, so the devotees have deities and they're trying to think how they feel. Oh, they're cold. They're cold in the winter. I should give them a heater. And there's so many stories about, you see devotees who go in their houses, or even you do yourself. There's the fan is on in the deity room, but nowhere else. Because you don't have enough money, or you don't have inverter. So you have inverter, so a little light you'll run, but the fan you run for Thakurji. In the winter you get a heater for Thakurji, but you don't have one. And so, because Krishna should feel warm. So this is a nice practice to develop a personal relationship with Krishna. But what we're hearing here is that when we read Leela, there's nothing more personal, there's nothing more close and more, you know, more personal relationship than reading about the Leela of Radha and Krishna, and having access to that Leela by the mercy of Sri Guru, having a Siddha Sarup. Now, in Siddha Sarup, then we're entering the Leela, that's the most personal. So we have to carry over into the Leela the same heart and the same thinking, the same feeling. Oh, is Krishna warm? Oh, you know, oh, it seems like, you know, I shouldn't fan now. If I pull on the ceiling fan now, that it's not that hot in there, it's a little cool, it's winter time. So, oh, now that it's really getting warm in there. And so you're pulling the fan. And then you, every moment you're thinking that way. I mean, that's one level. One level is to think, because that's the level of deity worship. And that often in the beginning, that carries, I would say, the beginning levels of Leela Smaran, external Archan Marg, carries over into the Manasik Seva and Leela Smaran in a similar way that we're thinking about Radha and Krishna as we see in our meditation in any particular Leela, in any particular scene in the Kunja or in the Banvihar or anywhere here, there, eating, or so many settings and Leelas. We think of that almost like our deities. What service do they need now? What service? Oh, they're thirsty. Oh, I give them some pan. I give them. So that's one level of thinking what they need, what they feel, and identifying what they're thinking and feeling. But what you're saying, what the devotee is saying, that a higher level, which is really, now it becomes really rag bhakti, because that, you're practicing Raghunuga sadhana with Siddha Pranali and meditating in Leela and trying to whatever extent meditating and trying to whatever extent render service within the mind in those Leelas. But then you're almost like relating to Radha and Krishna, just thinking all seva, 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 different times and different circumstances. And there's a certain basic pattern and variety of sevas mentioned in our Shastra, which are our guideposts. But then there's so much room for improvisation or expanding into another service. You know, garlands, you're only making garlands for the neck, but then you can make, you can expand in different ways. Your service may be playing music while you play different instruments. You know, you're given this instrument to play, you play another instrument, like this, different services. So now, the devotee's saying a deeper level, how do Radha and Krishna, because the Mandri is a Sevite, she's always identifying with service. She's 100% identifying with service. And the comfort and happiness and pleasure of Radharani especially, and Radha and Krishna when they're together, Radha and Krishna. So that comfort and service, because she's a maid servant, a handmaiden. So she means service means activity, doing so many things. So in the course of all those activities, she's also trying, and it's also happening automatically because of Bhav Taratmya. The Manjari is Bhav Taratmya with Radharani's heart. So by thinking what is Radharani feeling, and that's kind of a forced, we're trying to force by the power of our thinking, our meditation, force our way into Radharani's heart in that mood of Bhav Taratmya. But ultimately, when we come to the level of Bhava and Prema, then that'll be much, the connection will be much better with Radharani's heart. So the genuine, drops of her real feelings. So now we're trying to think, not only the seva, because on one level, what does Radharani need? I'm identifying with Radharani's need. What are the Radharani's needs and Krishna's needs at this moment? What seva is required? Maybe this is my nitya seva, but I need to do this seva or that seva or so many sevas for their happiness and comfort. And to move the leelas in a nice way according to how I can understand my meditation, what Krishna wants now, what Radharani wants now, seva. But then to know how Radharani's feeling, what feelings are being generated in Radharani's heart from Krishna. I'm the background. I'm not really contributing my feelings. I'm not throwing my feelings into Radharani's heart or my feelings into Krishna's heart. I'm doing seva. I'm doing all the sevas to arrange for the whole exchange of all their love and feelings. But in the course of my doing seva, because I'm totally Bhav Taratmya with Radharani, then all of the love that Krishna's coming from Krishna's heart, mixing Radharani's heart with her love and rebounding back to Krishna, all of that. So I'm getting Radharani's love and happiness, and I'm getting Krishna's love and happiness, and I'm getting the mixture of Radha and Krishna's love and happiness together flowing into my heart and mind because I'm Bhav Taratmya. So that's happening automatically. Then I know, oh, Radharani. But my main, at least this is how I understand, is I'm thinking like that, but when my main focus is the pleasure, the varieties of service to please the divine couple. And to what service is needed is to identify with the needs of that particular moment. Because what you're seeing as the needs, so I can feel that I feel that Krishna is very hot right now. And I'm fanning with a ceiling fan, but it's not cool enough. So I should go inside. So I go inside the kund and I just sit right, I stand right by his head and I fan his head because I'm feeling. So what he's feeling by being in the, what Krishna's feeling by being in Radharani's embrace and the kind of love that he's experiencing from Radharani, that's a little above me at this stage, I would say. And I think that's what you're saying. You're saying that sadhaka should try to feel.
Yes, because sadhaka offer in mind many kinds of seva. Sadhaka, for sadhaka it will be very good. Actually, sadhaka should feel what would have any feel from this seva which sadhaka make for that Havani.
Yeah.
Yes. And sadhaka also should have taste to feel happiness with that Havani. Right? Otherwise, how sadhaka can do Vaganuga Bhakti? Can do no possible. Jiva Goswami says Vaganuga Bhakti starts from Ruchi Matra.
Matva means, you know, Matva means something small.
Matra, yeah.
Atom, something small.
You're saying Ruchi.
No. Ruchi Matva.
Yeah, yeah, that's in Bhakti Sandarbha.
Yeah.
Some taste.
Yeah.
Just a
taste to give pleasure for Radharani.
Jiva Goswami says Kincha Ruchi.
Taste in our sampradaya, taste is very special. Taste to give pleasure to Radharani. A special
the taste that one experienced by giving pleasure to Radharani.
Yeah, taste to give pleasure for Radharani.
What you're saying?
Taste to give pleasure
for
Radharani. When devotee makes effort to Radharani, for example, devotee bring Krishna to Radha. What has happened? What is taste? What is taste in this situation? Taste it is ananda of Radharani. What she feel? She feel happiness, right?
Yeah.
And from such when such kind of taste come to the devotee, from this even if small taste, even small taste, but such kind come to the devotee, from this start Raganuga Bhakti in Gaudiya Sampradaya. From this kind of taste. Yeah? To give pleasure for that. Otherwise Raganuga Bhakti will otherwise no possible doshtakaya liva smarana. No possible doshtakaya liva smarana by mechanical way without taste. It is not possible, right?
Yeah.
No possible. You
feel it.
Yoga pitsava possible without taste. But not doshtakaya liva. Smarana. Need taste for this. Taste to give pleasure for Radharani. Taste to give pleasure means Priti Vishayananda Tada Shayananda. It is nature of spiritual taste, it is Chaitanya Charitamrita. You speak very nice about how devotee thinking what need for my Takuraji, what need for Krishna, what need for Radharani. Why devotee thinking about this? Why devotee always try to give pleasure to object of love? Because devotee feel taste. Mm-hmm. It is natural. If something tasteful, it is natural, do it, right?
Yeah.
No need.
Force.
Yes.
Beat someone.
Yes. And therefore, it is not goal actually from mind only, from mind. It is goal from heart of devotee, such kind of behavior. Yes. Or we can easily understand.
Yeah, what's the difference? What's the difference between a pujari in a temple, in Vaidimarg, a pujari in a temple, who is offering, fanning the deities with a chamara. And then some lady or some housewife or anyone, devotee sitting at home, meditating on their siddha sarup, and in their mind, they're fanning with a chamara. They're in a kunja, they're sitting by the bedside of Radha and Krishna, and they're just fanning the divine couple on the banks of the Yamuna. We're on a veranda. There's a veranda on outside the kunja, a veranda, and there's a nice breeze coming from the Yamuna, little breeze, but then the mantra is also fanning. And so the pujari in the temple, maybe he's fanning the deities, and he's just thinking, oh, I have, it says in Archant Marg book, you should go in a circular motion with the chamara fan, and you should go seven times around. So this is, you know, you're going once, and this is Krishna, then you go twice. And then he's looking at the clock, oh, you know, there's 5 minutes for the chamara, and then 3 minutes for the peacock fan, and then we blow the conch shell, because the arti goes in a time, like this. So his mind is like this, and then he finishes his arti. Now the same Now there's another devotee who's also offering a chamara, also to Radha and Krishna, or Radha Shamsundar, but in his mind, or her mind, and they're in the meditative world, and they're meditating on a lila, but they're not looking at the clock, they're not counting how many circles they've gone around Radha and Krishna, but they're thinking, as you're saying rightly, they're thinking exactly how should I fan Radha and Krishna to give them the greatest pleasure. I want to please them. Yeah. It should be a stroke like this. Should I go just up back and forth like this? Let's see. If I go like that, that means a lot of fanning, a forceful fan. Well, will they feel like this? And then, okay, I'm doing this. Is Radharani feeling happy? Now I'm fanning Radharani. So how can I make Radharani happy when I fan her? Okay, I just pay attention to Radharani and just I watch her eyelids. Right, I want to see any expression where she smiles or shows how she's relaxing, or so I'm just fanning Radharani and I'm just watching her face, and then I'm fanning Radharani and concentrating Radharani. But then I'm wondering how does Krishna appreciate? I wonder if Krishna appreciates how I'm fanning Radharani. You know, what Krishna feels by my fanning Radharani. Does Krishna know I'm fanning Radharani? And then he's thinking, well, wait a minute. How to please Radharani? Probably Radharani would be very pleased if I fanned her in such a way that the fragrance of Krishna would be more forcefully coming in her nose. And she could smell a very strong, the aroma of Krishna's body. So I'm going to intentionally fan Radharani, but I'm going to fan it in such a way that I'm catching the fragrance rising from Krishna's body and pushing it towards Radharani's ear. So this person is fanning and going, maybe even chanting japa while fanning like that. And all of a sudden, he looks, he says, oh, 8 rounds have gone by. I've been fanning Radharani for 1 hour. 1 hour I've been fanning, and now, oh, it's so late, or whatever it is. So this is what you call a ruchi pradhan. This is a seva with the chief mood of taste.
For such kind of seva, need no desires of Radharani. That desires. Because we do seva to satisfy desires of Radharani.